Now, I don't know if any of you are collectors. I'm a collector, but unlike most people, I don't collect things that have potential value. I collect dumb things, like T-shirts. Now, you probably don't know anyone who collects T-shirts. I collect T-shirts. If I had my choice, I would spend the rest of my life wearing jeans and T-shirts because that's just what makes me feel comfortable. And the T-shirts that I collect usually have spiffy little sayings, stupid little sayings. One of my favorite is from that great philosopher, Dr. Gregory House, from the TV show House. It's this T-shirt that says, "Dying changes everything." I love that. Dying changes everything, because it does. Dying it's the great big cancellation, you might say. Got plans to go to the opera next week. Oh, so sorry, you're dead. Wondering how you're going to pay next month's Visa bill. Don't worry about it, you're dead. Don't want to go on the family vacation with your in-laws? Relax, you got the perfect excuse. You're dead. Dying changes everything for everyone. It just does. Think about how different we are as people, right? Just in this room, if I were to look in everyone's bank account in this room, nobody would have the same amount of money in the same bank. It just wouldn't be. Just like none of us would have the amount of money that Gary has in his bank account. It'll never happen. We're different. We come from different families. We come from different parents. We come from different cultures. We come from different educations. Some of us speak different languages. We are different. But other than birth, the one thing that makes us all even, the one thing that levels the field, is every single one of us are going to die. And maybe not the same time or the same way, but all of us will one day die. And we don't think about that too much, but it's the truth. We all have something in common. We will all die, and when we die, we won't be back next week to see the next episode of Survivor. We'll be dead. We all have that in common. We're not going to collect our 401k. We're not going to be around to see family members carry on and do life, because the sun will still come up the next day after we're dead. And people will still move on after we're dead. Dying has the final say. It has the final say over what is real. It has the final say of who we are. No matter how much we live in our own worlds, no matter how close or how far from reality we live, when we die, we will find out what is real. And when we die, that'll be the last word on who we are. So God bless. Happy Easter. Have a good week. Dying changes everything. And yet, here's the good news of Easter. Jesus changes everything. That's the message of Easter. That's the principle of it. Jesus changes everything. While in this world, dying changes everything, Jesus came into this world to change what dying had changed. While death has a final say over life, Jesus has the final say over death. There's a great story in the Gospel of Luke. In fact, Luke, like Dr. House, was a doctor. And so when he tells this story, he tells it, you can imagine, from a doctor's viewpoint, thinking how he had probably thought before he encountered Jesus. He had thought that dying changes everything. But then his thinking changed. In this story, we see two men. One is by the name of Cleopas. The other man we don't know. And they've left Jerusalem. Passover has finished. And they've heard of all the events that went on with Jesus, with him being crucified and buried. And so they're leaving Jerusalem. And they're walking on this road called the Emmaus Road. And they're walking and talking. And the Bible tells us that their face are downhearted and that they are visibly shooken up. And it's at that point that Jesus suddenly appears before them and meets them on the road. And as they're talking, Jesus just kind of comes up alongside of them and says, "Hey, what are you talking about?" And it's at that point that we pick up the story in Luke chapter 24. Look what we read. They said, "We are talking about Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him." But now listen to what they say. "But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." They had built all of their hopes into Jesus. And then they crucified him. And then dying changed everything for them. They were in Jerusalem. They had great expectations. Now they're leaving Jerusalem. There's no reason to stay. Jesus is dead. In fact, look what we read. "But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place." 3 days of dead is very, very dead. 3 days of dead, you can tell if they were still in the room. Because dying changes everything. And so they're leaving Jerusalem. They had a hope, but their hope got shattered. Because they took this person who would be the person to redeem Israel, and they killed him, and he's dead. And it is over. Time for a new dream. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early in the morning, but didn't find his body. Why? Because he was dead. They went to the tomb, and obviously somebody moved the body. They come and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus. You can't be dead and be alive if you can't be seen. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets had spoken." Dying changes everything. And they were worshiping a dead religion. They were worshiping a religion that had taken the truth and twisted it with selfish gain and with looking to create a caste system where priests were on top. Their religion was dead. And so everything that had been said to them by all of the prophets had been so twisted that dying changed everything for them, changed their faith for them. How foolish you are, and how slow to believe that all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. You see, to them, the scriptures were just a book of dead names. It was just a bunch of stories of ancestors and what God had done, but they hadn't seen God do anything for over 400 years. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Dying had changed everything, but now Jesus changes dying. Jesus changes everything for them. In fact, look what we read. Next slide. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" I love that line. I have had a great big picture with Jesus on the Emmaus Road with these two gentlemen, and that's what it said. Did our hearts not burn within us? What was dead had become alive again. What was a mystery, a fantasy, had become real. They got up and they returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and he has appeared to Simon." Then the two had told them what had happened on the way. Everything these two men considered to have changed, changed. Jesus changed their lives with the resurrection. He changed their perception of life and death. He changed their perception of God with them. See, Jesus changes everything. He will change your perception of what is real and what is fantasy. He'll change your perception of whether or not you are worth it and worthy, whether or not you're loved. Jesus will change your perception because Jesus died on the cross for you. And he rose from the grave so that the grave would no longer have power, so that sin would no longer bind you. Jesus changes everything. He changes our perception. He changes our direction. They were walking away from Jerusalem. Why? Because dying changed everything. But then they turned around and they went back because Jesus changes everything, even dying. See, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is it's a change of direction. It's an understanding that you can move as close to God as you want to. You don't need a priest. You don't need a mediator. You don't need a special building. If you have Christ in your heart, you are a child of God. Your direction has changed forever. The Jews lived under this system of rituals and all sorts of laws that they had to follow. Jesus came and fulfilled those laws because they couldn't. And now, we get to come close to God not because of who we are, but because of who he was. Not because of what we do or don't do, but because of what he did. Jesus changes everything. He changes our perception. He changes our direction. He changes our emotion. They walked away from Jerusalem and they were downcast. They were sad. They were filled with grief. They were without hope, living in despair. And then all of a sudden, they turned direction and in joy and excitement. They ran to tell others that Jesus had changed everything. Nothing was the same anymore. Because that's what Jesus does. If you put your faith in him, and if you believe that he changes everything, it'll affect you emotionally. What we believe affects what we feel and what we desire and what we behave. And that's exactly what happened to them. When they saw him, their hearts burned when he revealed himself in the scriptures. And they, with that burning, they ran. You know, when you read the text in the beginning, you can they're walking along the Emmaus Road, and you can tell they're just like whipped dogs, looking down and grumbling and grieving. And once they encounter the risen Christ, once they encounter the resurrection, it changes everything for them. And it should for us. We don't live lives of fear, or we shouldn't. We should be living lives of faith, of an understanding that death is not the big cancellation for us, because God has bigger things planned for us. Death changes our emotion. It changes our connection. They left Jerusalem. Everybody's scattered. Everybody came distant from each other and isolated. And yet the resurrection pulled them together, because now they had become like-minded. Now they had become unified over a truth that was bigger than life, over a joy that needed celebrating with somebody else. What is the church? The church is that community. It's that connection. Jesus changes everything. And one of the things that he wants to change is our relationships with each other, so that we come together as different as we are. But we come together and we circle one truth. Jesus changes everything. We cling to one realized hope. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And anyone who comes to him will not be turned away. Jesus changes our condition. We move from people who were lost to people who became found. We move from people who were not the children of God to people who are the children of God. We move from people who were powerless to people who become filled with the power of his Holy Spirit. We move from people who didn't have a clue to people who now know what's real and what's true. Because Jesus changes everything. Why do we read the Bible? Because in it, we have the words of Christ that help us to understand life, to really get it, to embrace it, to live it, and to prosper from it. Jesus changes our condition. I want to share some words with you from N.T. Wright, who's a great New Testament scholar. Christianity, without weighing the revolutionary effect on those nobodies of what they called the resurrection, they encountered one whom they embraced as the risen Lord, whom they knew as the itinerant Jewish rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth, who died an agonizing and shameful death on a Roman cross outside of Jerusalem. As Wright makes clear, that first generation answered the question of why they were Christians with a straightforward answer. because Jesus was raised from the dead. As they work that out, their thinking about a lot of things changed profoundly. You know, when you read the New Testament, you get a pretty awesome picture of the rights of women that was never there in the Jewish faith. But in the New Testament, women matter. When you read the New Testament, you get the first signs of which you can call organized health care. People coming together and caring for each other and making sure that everyone's needs were met because they were willing to give of their own wealth. When you look at it, you see the structure of the freedom of the conscience, even against the state. When you look at the New Testament, you see the urging to take your gifts and to go as far as you can go with them for the glory of God. And that's how we have in our own country some of the biggest institutions, Princeton, Yale, Harvard. That's how we have some of the biggest hospitals and why we have started some of the most incredible benevolence across this world because of Christians who understood that Jesus changed everything. That once where there was fear, there is now faith. That once where there was hatred, there is to be love, even of enemies. That once when there was despair, now there's hope. That once when we walked aimless in this world, our Emmaus Road changed and now we have purpose. The truth is this, Jesus changes everything. And if you'll just embrace that, with the best that you can, with the power of God's Spirit, bring it into your life this week and in the weeks to come. To look to him before you look to anyone else. To ask what matters to him so you'll know what really should matter to yourself. If you do that, you know what you're going to find? Jesus changes everything. That even your mistakes, he will rework to your benefit. Even your lost time, he will bring back. Even your broken relationships, he will help you to mend with his forgiveness. And even your greatest sin and your greatest shame, he will wash away and never bring back again. Why? Because Jesus changes everything. And that's the message of Easter. Let's join our hearts in prayer.